This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Cazora. There's no guarantee Duke offensive lineman Graham Barton will be the Steelers pick at number 20, but Tuesday he took a big step forward to that happening. As one of the team's final pre-draft visitors, Barton came to the team facility for his official pre-draft visit yesterday. It felt like that was going to happen. It was inevitable. There was no way the Steelers, in big-time need for a center, would not bring Barton in. Given that Omar Khan nor Mike Tomlin were at his Duke Pro Day, a visit was practically required for him to possibly be the team's first-round selection. The team's pick at 20 is going to check one of those boxes, the Pro Day or visit or both. For Barton, that has been his missing link. Now he seems to have as good odds as anyone to be the man at 20. There's still others in the mix, but if it's a center, it really feels like Barton is their guy. Now, it's just a question of if that'll be the position the team addresses or if they go tackle or somewhere else. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.